Finally, it's confirmed. Somebody is watching you. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Great to be back in the studio with you, Barry. It looks a little funky outside today, but it's springtime. That's one of my favorite times of the year, so...
Well, it's all right. And maybe the overcast skies will keep the drones from flying over and taking pictures and recording what we're doing here, because, Chuck, it's been confirmed. Somebody has been watching us.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, this somebody was told from their superiors to be on the lookout for organizations involved in things like educating people on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, if that isn't a absolute perfect descriptor of what we do here at the Institute for Principled Policy, I don't know what is. So, yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Your friends here, Chuck and Barry, have basically been on the watch list for the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, what's interesting about that, though, Barry, is that we actually lost our 501c4 status some time ago. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of groups were kicked out of their 501c4 status.
Right.
Because there was a magic piece of paperwork that a law got passed by Congress.
As one certainly often does.
And nobody was told about it. So it's one of those mysteries. It's your job to make sure to keep up with the existing legislation. You know, it's one of those things.
Hey, I have enough trouble keeping up with where I keep my notebook, much less what the IRS is doing.
Yes, we're still registered as a nonprofit corporation.
Yes.
But the fact is that we haven't had 501c4 status in, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I think.
No, it's been about two.
Has it been?
It's been about two.
In any case, we lost it. So if we reapplied for it, and we chose not to reapply for it because of this kind of thing that's been going on.
That we're going to be talking about. You see, ladies and gentlemen, because among all the other major things that have been going on around the Obama administration, one thing that people had suspicions about for a while has finally been confirmed. Yes, the Internal Revenue Service was directing their staff to pay special attention to, i.e. audit, conservative-leaning groups more highly than they did anybody else. IRS has tried to maintain, Chuck, for a long time now, as people were saying, that's exactly what you're doing, maintaining this air of nonpartisanship and air of professionalism and detached, non-biased application of the tax code to each and every American citizen and organization. But whoops, it came out here about a week ago that, yes, the IRS had been directed, and that was developed by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, a set of rubrics of the things that they should be looking out for and that they should be giving much higher scrutiny to certain organizations, specifically ones that were conservative. Now, Chuck, we used to laugh in the Nixon administration because he had a thing called the enemies list. And P.J. O'Rourke made a big joke out of it.
That's
a
right.
Great book. If you ever get the New Enemies List, which is a hilarious book by P.J. O'Rourke.
I have that downstairs, actually.
But it's not so funny anymore, Chuck, because really what's happening is the Obama administration through the IRS is creating an enemies list.
Oh, sure it is.
They are creating a list of organizations that they feel are, well, as Barack Obama said in his speech at Ohio State University about a week or so ago, all those voices that are decrying and saying how troubled things are and how bad things are, you just need to shut them out and ignore them. Well, anybody who tells you that the IRS is targeting specific groups and giving them higher scrutiny because they don't like their message, oh, just ignore that. Ignore that, Chuck. Really. We weren't doing that. Well, yes, you were.
That's called pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yep. That's all right, too. That's the great and mighty Oz is at work
right
here. But what they did was they issued what they call a be on the lookout order or BOLO order for officials in the determination units. And that's the ones who determine whether you get audited or not, to give heightened scrutiny on organizations applying for tax exempt status that were involved in educating Americans, quote, on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Okay, Chuck, we know, we did a program on this earlier, where numerous Tea Party groups in Ohio were basically given the third degree by the IRS, sent this huge document with this list of very intrusive questions about every activity they could possibly think of, and was requiring them to have to answer all that and provide all this data and information to the IRS in order for them to get a tax exemption, which, honestly, if you looked at what their stated purpose was and what they filed originally, should have been a no-brainer. And, of course, the Tea Party groups raised some noise about it, but it kind of fell by the wayside last year and all the issues surrounding the presidential election.
Yeah, as usual.
As usual.
There's always a misdirect to keep your attention on something else.
Yep. But basically it says, and this is from an article from CNS News by Terrence Jeffrey. We like Terrence Jeffrey.
Yep.
Who states that basically the Inspector General, this is the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, their timeline, which they have now supplied to Congress, it says that as early as March 2010,
yep.
The IRS Determination Unit had begun targeting for special scrutiny organizations that used in their tax-exempt applications the words Tea Party or Patriots. Or I guess principled might have keyed them off too.
Possibly.
But we made now what looks to be a Solomonic decision to just say, we don't need you. We're not going to go and apply for your status.
Really?
Thanks anyway.
You know, I thought about this for years. What did we really get from our C4 status?
Nothing.
Zero.
Absolutely nothing.
We got nothing out of it because you can't deduct it. Now, Camp American is a C3.
Yes.
So a lot of our educational outreaches, we run through Camp American because we can make some part of the class cost deductible over and above the books. It's a donation to Camp American. And we do the receipts properly so that they see that if they pay us X number of dollars, that this X portion of it can be deducted, the legal way to do it. But on our C4 stuff, basically all it did was restrict us.
Yeah, that's all it did. I find it interesting, though, Chuck, because they did this in 2010. It was around late 2011 that this whole thing popped out with the Tea Party folks getting beat up on. Well, when the election year rolled around in 2012, all of a sudden they modified everything. Uh-oh, we don't want to like specifically target the Tea Party groups. We want to generally target groups involved in teaching people about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Well, Chuck, may I ask, why? Why in the world would the IRS want to single out anybody who was trying to teach somebody about our founding documents? What is the problem with teaching people what the Constitution actually says? Oh, I know. What a surprise. If you actually read the document, you find out there is no provision for the IRS.
That's right. It's completely unconstitutional, but that's the point. They couldn't have people like us out there saying,
oh, by the way, guys, it's completely unconstitutional.
Yeah. Hey, the emperor here has no clothes.
He has automatic weapons and a military
behind him,
but he has no clothes.
He has a bulletproof vest on and nothing else. But this is a major problem here with this thing. This thing, as it opens up, or if you'll recall, the big press conference came out and they said, well, you know, back a little bit ago, this little thing happened, and it wasn't very widespread, and it was all caused by low-level employees at the Cincinnati office.
Yeah. Basically, they were trying to, like, throw it down to a functionary bureaucrat and then put their head on a chopping block.
This is sort of like lifting up a rock, and a couple of bees come out, and then you start digging down, and you find out there's a whole underground hive with a whole big mess of swarming bees who are going to come out and sting you. That's what's going on here. The deeper people dig, the bigger this thing gets.
Yes, it does. Well, and it's interesting, Chuck, because on Sunday, and we're taping this here for Wednesday's program, on Sunday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration did some digging after they required the IRS to give them all this documentation in the timeline, and found out that the IRS was putting the onus on any group that were raising political concerns over government spending. Well, that's Tea Party. That's any kind of good government group. That's any kind of tax reform group. Debt and taxes, or even, and this is the one that gets me, Chuck, because honestly, this should make groups like veterans and Red Cross and everybody else a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Even for advocating making America a better place to live. You were going to get singled out for special scrutiny by the IRS and get audited if you were advocating for making America a better place to live. Okay. Either the Solons and the IRS and the Obama administration believe that this is utopia, and so how could we make it better? And so you're wasting donors' money. Or they don't like somebody saying, you're turning this place into a hellhole, which is exactly what you're getting down to, because it's like we're going away from the Constitution, we're going away from the rule of law, and we're getting into a dictatorship that's based on socialism. Okay, I can see where the ten-horned dictator would not want people finding out that he's a dictator. Or finding out that, oh, wait a minute, the Constitution says that we have a constitutional representative Republican form of government, and what you're telling us is we're democracy leading into socialism. uh-oh, those two things, they're not compatible with each other. I can see where a, well, shall we say, paranoid administration might have some concerns about groups out there saying, we need to make America a better place to live.
Well, the real question really is, as this thing opens up and we find out it's deeper and far more extensive than we thought, where did the orders come from? And here's where we're getting into a kind of a typical thing. Whose fault is it? Remember what Harry Truman had on his desk?
The buck stops
here.
The
buck stops here. And of course, we always joke that Bill Clinton said, the buck never got here. That's what we're seeing now. What we're seeing is the buck never got here kind of an explanation, because in an article that I'm looking at in Breitbart.com, I have a quote that says, the Inspector General's report is scheduled for release later this week. It will reportedly contain exculpatory for the Obama administration, noting that the IRS itself developed those anti-conservative criteria. Does anybody here really believe that?
Not in a million years, no.
Now,
well, we believe that almost as much as we believe the head of the IRS, Lois Lerner, who came out and said in an apology that she gave before the American Bar Association's convention that they were sorry about targeting these groups, but says that we're sorry for misallocating federal resources and local resources, and mistakes were made initially. Obviously, then later in 2012, they didn't make those mistakes, but when they started this in 2010, they made some mistakes. But there were in no way due to any political or partisan rationale. No, you just targeted groups that had the name Tea Party or Patriots in their application, or strove to make America better, or said that we needed to get a control of government spending or taxes. No, no political or partisan rationale for how you picked these groups for special scrutiny, Lois. I'm sorry.
It's just laughable.
Lois Lerner and the Obama administration, frankly, I think we need to line up another special committee to investigate this on top of the Benghazi issue that we need to be hearing about, and on top of everything else that Barack Obama's been. Chuck, I think the house cards starting to fall.
Oh,
I honestly really do. I think the more that, and this is the arrogance of power, but and the left outrunning their cover, they have pushed too far now. It is now time for the blowback.
Yeah. I watched, we're recording this on Monday morning. I watched part of the president's press conference today, and only a little bit of it because I'm working around the house. But the fact is that he looked like he was about to snap. He does not want to have to answer these kind of questions. He doesn't like the fact that he basically got busted with his hand in the cookie jar, and nobody buys this idea that conservative groups weren't specifically targeted. Come on. No. They've said it in one breath. They say it's true. And in another breath, they say, well, it may look that way, but it isn't. Okay, name me some Occupy groups that had the same problem.
This is the whole point, because in the timeline that they were given by the Inspector General was given by the IRS, says, quote, the Determinations Unit began searching for other requests for tax exemption involving the Tea Party, Patriots, 912, and IRC Section 501c4, had been us, Chuck.
Yep.
Applications involving political-sounding names, quote, We the People or Take Back the Country.
Yeah.
Okay. No, they were not looking for Occupy Columbus or Occupy D.C. or Occupy Chicago. Those groups probably ended up getting more exemptions than they're probably allowed to get.
Well, here's the deal. Most of those things are anarchist.
Yes.
So they don't have a
central
core organization. What they're doing is they're getting money from groups, from foundations that have C3 and C4 status. For instance, Soros-based units. So they're being fed money, but it's very nebulous about it. Now, I would like to see an investigation of how that money was distributed to those things, but we're not going to see that.
No.
The fact is that this is an insidious thing. Everybody knows it's targeting one group and not another. And it's not really shocking considering what we know. This is the most Nixon-esque presidency since Nixon.
Well, you know what, Chuck? I honestly believe that maybe history should repeat itself. And potentially this president ought to go the same way that president did, which is to be run out of office under threat of impeachment.
Well, unfortunately, it's probably not going to happen when you've got guys like out there like John McCain who are basically setting up roadblocks and saying that they wouldn't support any kind of impeachment on things of this nature or what kind
which,
of nature.
Which bothers me in one sense, Chuck, because what he's doing is a tacit admission that what he's done is an impeachable offense. We're just not going to support it.
We're just not going to do it, yeah. And that's the old Arlen Specter not proven thing.
Yes.
That being said, we are out of time. I'm looking at the clock.
Sadly enough.
As always. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.